Gee, guess what it's time for?
I'm so excited. Is it time for Neighborhood Eats?
Yes, it's time for Neighborhood Eats. Explain what Neighborhood Eats is.
It is a segment, an article, and a video story that I do in conjunction with Sun-Times, Chicago Sun-Times. Every Wednesday, a story comes out. This week, I skipped a week, so I wanted to go back to a favorite that I featured before. I was with you lovely people here at WGN Radio, and we do a lot of sports here, and I figured what goes well with sports. Dave, I was thinking about you. It is the chicken wing, and I believe that Land Birds, L-A-N-D, Land Birds, in Logan Square is perhaps, I would say,
the best chicken wing in the city.
Yeah, I would bet that it was and is. And there's a big run on them on Sundays on game day. It's absolutely incredible. And I have Eddie Lee, who is the owner here.
What up, Eddie Lee?
Studio
Hi.
With us.
How are you doing?
Yeah.
I can't imagine the last time you enjoyed a Sunday. Because you got to be working your tail off.
Every day for the last year. We're coming up on our first full year.
Well, is it true what they say? The first year for a restaurant is the make or break year?
They say, I think the statistics, 60% fail in 4 months, and then 90% still within 3 years. So, depending on how much overhead, how much money was thrown into it when at the start.
Whether the chicken strike or not, you know, take the price up.
Yeah, usually most restaurants break even points about 3 years on average.
He knows a lot about this because he used to be a consultant. So he's
for
a
restaurants?
Business guy.
I did some for businesses, small businesses, businesses that want to scale. But before that, it was... you know, hawking a software for big corporations.
So is this a dream that you've had to do your own restaurant?
Yeah, it developed into a dream over the last 10 years.
Good for you, man.
Yeah, on or off.
Good for you.
I started working in restaurants when I was younger. It was easier to get a job, also get paid, you know, cash with tips and things. I did front of house, back of house, prepped, bussed, waited, bartended.
Did you ever think you'd work this hard?
No.
I'm hearing somebody chewing right now, and it's because John DeCoste is...
Oh, my God.
Live review.
Okay. First of all, the aroma is unbelievable.
Oh, that's Eddie's cologne.
That's the first... It is? Oh, your cologne is on.
Yeah.
I perpetually smell like chicken now.
Yeah.
The crispiness is... first of all, they're huge. Okay. Second of all, it's crispy on the outside, so tender on the inside, and it's sweet with a little kick.
Yep.
It's... phenomenal.
You're falling in love.
I'm telling you.
John, and no one is paying you for this review.
No, this is
unbiased.
Unless I'm being bribed with a chicken wing.
Yes, well, that's the case. All right, you and I are going to try them in a break. We'll come back and talk more with Eddie.
Mm-hmm.
Name of the restaurant is?
Land Birds in Logan Square.
All right, go there today. I insist. So we have tried the chicken wings. John DeCoste is weeping in the corner.
I just never want you to leave.
Because... these wings are tremendous.
We have Eddie Lee from Land Birds in Logan Square.
And you know what, Eddie, I like about it is because you said this is about a three-level spice.
Mm-hmm.
I am the biggest wimp when it comes to spicy food. I mean, I'm a zero. I'm a negative one. I'm the mild guy.
Yeah.
That doesn't bother me at all because sometimes when the food's hot, even at my level of tolerance, you can't taste it, right?
Yeah.
All you taste is the pain.
Yeah.
So these are tremendous. Well done. So what can you tell me, G? What can you tell me about the coating? What he does?
Let us delve into why this chicken wing is so great. And John DeCoste in the commercial break said it's like a candy coating.
It's candy coating on the outside.
And that's what's so addictive about it. There's this crunch factor. There's this sweetness. There's also this spiciness. And there's a lot of love that goes into these wings. They're never frozen. They're always fresh. Eddie, do you want to go into a little bit more about what makes them so special?
Sure. Never frozen, fresh. They're prepped in the store every day. We lollipop the mid and the upper arm so that the...
Lollipop means that it's Frenched. So it's basically like the bone is clean on it. And so you just get this beautiful nugget of chicken on the end.
Okay,
it looks like a lollipop.
Yeah, yeah. Now, are those tougher wings to find? They have to be sold in a particular way?
No one preps it that way. Like, so we have to do it by hand.
Oh, you
manually.
Do?
Yeah. And so it's a lot of labor, a lot of love going into them. We do them every day. We're at a point right now, 1 year in, and we're doing about 2 tons a month.
Wow.
Golly.
Yeah, so.
And who's doing the majority of the chefing? You said you made this for us.
Yeah, I did this morning, but I got a great crew. I'm starting to solidify the team right now, and then they're coming in every morning for a couple hours, Frenching before we open, sometimes even during
So they're fresh. They're Frenched by hand. That means they're prepped by hand into this lollipop style. Then tell us about the batter and then also about how you fry them.
So we removed wheat flour. Some places only dredge in cornstarch. Sometimes they use egg and milk and kind of over dredge. I find it that it soaks up too much oil when you start frying them. So we did a dry dredge just with a combination of vegetable starches and rice flour.
Okay.
And so we also blanch it ahead of time. So it's par frying, like French fries. So we do the first wave of frying, and then we air dry, so it lends more to the crispiness. And then when you order, we fry it a second round. Takes a little bit more time, but I think it lends to the crispiness and the tenderness of the wings.
How much of this is to go? I mean, all Sunday, I'm sure.
Sunday depends on the games, you know. We do a lot of half.
Probably do a lot of college football stuff, too, right?
Yeah. That, and then now we're starting to find that even soccer, international soccer.
Oh, makes sense.
Yeah.
And you can attest to how crispy this wing is.
Tremendous.
Because it's been in the car with him for an hour since he fried it, and it's still crispy.
You know, you said that the heat builds up the more you have, and that is true, because I just finished, I think, 23, so I'm on my 23rd.
Yeah.
It's a little hotter now on the 23rd wing.
Yeah.
I would like to go check in with our team, Super Joe. What's your verdict?
Turn your mic on, buddy. Why am I not hearing you?
Okay,
try again.
Yeah, I would say the thing that stands out the most is the crispiness. You know, I know it's been talked about already, but so many wings nowadays are the focus is on the sauce and how hot it is, and you just kind of bite into this, you know, non-crispy nugget. This is really that's the best part of it.
Really, it's good. Crispiness.
Thank Viv, you. What do you think?
Amazing. I loved every bite of it.
Yeah, hold on. Dave Bennett, I know you're working. Have a friggin' chicken wing.
Okay.
And they're called friggin' chicken wings at
this
point.
They are. And he is our sports director. He should know a thing or two about wings.
Hey, Dave, get away from them. Get away from the wings, Dave.
The other wonderful thing is they just have a very simple menu. They have how many spice levels?
Four.
Four spice levels. You can order your wings by a half dozen, a dozen, or you can do different size party trays.
Mm-hmm.
And then they also have all the wings are served with a side of white rice, because this is kind of a Korean style chicken wing.
I like that move.
They also have a fried rice that has kimchi in it, spam, a lot of seasonings that you can also order. It's called musubi rice, so something that you would find in Hawaii.
Yeah,
and you wrote this up, and it's going to appear where today if it hasn't already?
It is on the Chicago Sun-Times website.
Okay.
And we'll share the link on WGN Radio. But I know that it's football season, it's sports season. You don't want to miss out on these wings. Every time I've brought them to a party, anytime I've introduced a friend to them,
it's tremendous.
People are addicted.
Yeah.
And you can't, I mean.
And Eddie, still, here's a real testament. How long have you been doing this now?
For about 12 months now.
Yeah. So for almost a year. He's been living in chicken wings, and you still love them.
Yep. I eat them at least once or twice a week still.
Yeah. How about that?
Yeah.
So,
can you give your address out?
Dave Bennett.
Excellent. Excellent. Now, I see what you meant, Super Joe, about the crispiness. And it's got a little kit to it.
Yeah, it does. Hint of soy?
Yes.
Okay.
Here's the thing. You go and buy a tray. Most wings, they're not going to hold up on the ride home, right?
Yeah.
But
and you're
this,
2 hours in traffic, they're still good.
Yeah. So it's still crispy, still delicious.
Yeah, they really
so
are good.
I can't praise it enough. So, go to Lambert's. You guys are open how many days a week?
6 days a week, Tuesday through Sunday. We're open starting noon to 9, Tuesday through Saturday, noon to 7 on Sunday, 2532 North California Avenue.
And they're so famous that describe the people. People have been coming from all over the world for your wings.
Yeah, it's been nuts. Instagram's been awesome for us. I don't know how businesses survived before social media was around, but
we had these things called telephones.
Yeah. From a simple photo, we're getting a lot of messages, phone calls from, you know, Dubai,
is that right?
India. We had a whole soccer team in from Ireland when they were here for the summer. Hong Kong, like, it's just been nuts.
You had folks in from Sweden.
Yeah, early
on. So people are traveling. So they'll leave the airport and head directly to Lambert's because there's so many chicken wing aficionados that are crazed about wing.
Can you order online?
No, not yet.
But you're working on it.
Yeah.
All right. Obviously, on Sundays or Saturdays, if we want a tray, we should call ahead, I assume.
Yes.
What's your phone number?
At least a day ahead of time. That'd be great. You can actually call me.
But go to his Instagram. If you're on Instagram, you're on Facebook too, right?
Yes, okay. Instagram, Facebook, but our phone number is 773-697-7107.
All right, excellent. All right.
And it's Landbirds Chicago on Instagram. Mm-hmm. And Landbirds, again, is Landbirds.
And let it be known that I made Dave have a chicken wing, and he's never been happier with me.
Absolutely. I'm very happy. It was excellent.
And yeah. The Bulls won.
Really is good. Yeah. Look at you. And he's all happy.
And they all are coming for wings later.
Yes. And the great thing is you're supporting a local business. And absolutely. He's a Chicagoan, so there you go.
Logan Square, 2532 North California. What is that, California and?
Just south of Logan Boulevard, just north of Fullerton by about 2 blocks.
Okay.
There's a Starbucks right there. So,
yes, correct.
Yeah. You know, yeah. Gee, if you need a Starbucks.
Exactly. Yeah. We're just north of the Blue Line.
You won't regret it. Trust me. Go Facebook me, tweet me, write me, let me know what you think. You won't regret it, and you'll be supporting a Chicago-born and raised citizen.
Nice to meet you,
person.
Nice to meet you, too.
Thanks for coming over.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks for the wings.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Easy, John.